And what about the, say the horses and the cattle and the hogs, what would you call them? As a group. Any particular name for them?
No particular name for them. Stock, possibly what you call them.
Okay.
How
about a hen sitting on a nest of eggs? What would you call that type of hen?
She'd be a sitting hen. Setting hens. Sitting, not
sitting.
Okay.
Setting hen.
And what about the place where the fowl would live, or the poultry would live? What would you call that?
Call it hen house.
Okay. Any other name, maybe?
Hen coop.
Okay.
Or that'd be what you put them in after you catch. No, that's about the only thing I know. Fowl house, hen house.
When you're eating a chicken and you come across a part that the children like to have so they can pull apart.
Wishbone.
All right. Any other names?
No.
And what do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, like the liver and the heart and the gizzard, or chicken?
Be it breast of chicken and...
No, I was talking about the insides, not the meat.
Oh, it's the intestines,
well,
entrails.
All right, anything else other than, a lot of people like to fry them up.
Lights, livers, uh-huh. Gizzards.
Okay. And what about the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in? That you just mentioned in passing, on the inside part of the chicken. And you deep fry them, and
there's a craw, then the.
Well, the intestines. Is there a name for them when you eat
them? No, there ain't anything in there that you can use that I know except the gizzard and the liver.
How about shit? When you eat them, and they're
chitlins.
Okay.
That comes out of the hog.
Oh, no wonder I couldn't get it then.
Oh gosh, they're having over here salads all kind of inviting 10,000 people to a chitlin' supper.
Yeah.
It would take a whole lot of chitlins. And boy, they gotta be cooked right. You know what chitlins are? It's intestines of a hog that they wash the food out of and the dung, wash them so clean, and then they cook them and has a sort of a crisp taste. I never did take a delicious fancy to them.
Uh-huh. Well, if you're going to feed your stock and do the chores, you might say that it's any particular time of the day, maybe?
Well, it's feed time.
Okay. How about the calls you might use to cows? If you were, say, out in a field and you needed them to come, or you wanted to move them to another place, is there any calls that you'd use to encourage them to move?
Yes, I see some of these cars are specially built for moving racehorses, horses, transferring a horse from one place to another.
No, I meant calls that you would do, that you'd call. You know, like you might holler out to the cows.
Yeah, hog calling.
Well, what about for cows, though?
Well, the truth of it is, you don't usually call the cows, but they don't have any special call for them. It's the cow will recognize something you should say. So I used to have a nigger now that as far as the cows could hear him, he'd get it out there, whoo, like that.
Yeah.
And you see a cow raise her head up like that.
Uh-huh.
It's just. No special call.
Right.
They may use any kind.
Okay.
That's just some peculiar call that he had used. It was an individual.